Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Malibu Dan joins us. He is the monkey, Stump the Monkey, every Monday at 10 o'clock. We try to do that. And Sam Simon joins us from The Simpsons and Cheers, a bunch of TV shows. He's worth north of $150 million. And he's here with his money, trying to give some of it to Malibu Dan.
No, leave the money. I'll do better without seeing
Stump
that
the
money.
Monkey. Simple questions
money
for a simple man. Simple questions for a simple man.
I think
man.
We need easier questions because he's not...
All right.
I'm down
Here's
400
an easier
bucks.
Question.
He's already down 400 bucks.
All right, let me run this one by Sam, and then we'll ask Malibu Dan.
Okay.
Who is Larry Miller? Good?
Sure.
All right, who is he?
Well, he's a sit and sleep guy.
Yes!
It's
he owns
free!
Sit and sleep.
Yes. Right. Yes.
All right.
All right. How many states, and name them, touch California?
Here we go.
Thumbs up. It's a money question.
I got to take my time here. States.
How many states touch the state
Draw
of California?
A map. Draw a little map for yourself.
No.
Refuses.
No, I will not do that.
Sorry. I was trying to help.
Refuses to draw a map.
Okay. Just give me a second here. Oh, man. I'm really hurting a bit. Okay, I'm going to say...
The ocean is not a state.
I'm going to say...
We'll say states of this country. Right. No, you don't have to say what state is
Right, I would say Mexico, because
no,
it's a country.
Yeah, it's not. Okay.
I'm going to say three.
And what are they?
Oregon, Nevada, and Arizona.
Yeah!
Oh, yes!
Wow,
Malibu, good job,
Dan.
Malibu.
See what happens when you put
man.
Some thought behind it?
I never thought you'd get that, but you're on a roll
but
now.
Thank you, Brian.
But you're on a roll.
All right, you got a question
so
for me?
Since you're on a roll, I'll ask you a question I think you're going to get.
Okay.
What government agency...
Uh-oh.
Don't let that scare you.
Okay.
...deals with the space shuttle and the space program...
Is that worth $100?
...and launching the space
sure.
shuttles. What's,
sure.
What's the name of the agency that does all that stuff?
NASA.
Yes.
What does NASA stand for?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Put $200 on this?
I don't think I know.
What?
Can you put $200 on this?
Do you know it?
He doesn't know. No, he
yeah,
doesn't know.
But I'll give it a go.
You're down 100 still.
I know only 100.
You want to make this a $200 question?
Oh, dear God. Okay. Can I extrapolate it a bit? Well, can I take apart the letters? Like, is N...
For national?
May
right,
you
right,
extrap-
I was going to say national. A, Air Force.
No.
Air.
Air.
Space.
Airspace.
Airspace.
Honeybees.
National
Aerodynamics.
Aeronautics. Now, can I just say no now to the question? I don't know the answer to that. What is it? National Aeronautics Space Adventure Agency.
I think that's it, isn't it?
Was that a question?
That was a $200
question. Okay, so it gets to... Goes get, down to...
Hey, now, when, during the break...
That hurt you, by the way.
Tim said, like... You can't ask, like, to name all the planets, but can I ask, there's a big planet that has rings around it.
Oh, sure. Okay.
What would that planet
name
be?
Name that planet.
Sure. Skittles? No.
Skittles?
Is that Saturn?
Hey!
It is Saturn.
Hey! He's up. All right, Malibu Dan. Okay. Sam, can we ask him this question for $100?
Sure.
How many cigarettes in a pack of cigarettes?
Oh,
money question?
Absolutely.
Money question.
Oh, dude.
In a pack of cigarettes.
I don't smoke, and I know that, Dan.
You do?
How many cigarettes come in a pack?
I want to say 26.
Ooh.
Mm, is that a lot?
That's wrong.
12? 14?
Two.
Two?
No. That's all wrong.
It's 20, right?
It's 20.
It's 20?
Yeah.
How would I know that?
All right. How about this? How many packs in a carton?
12.
That's wrong.
10.
That's right.
10. How much of my day I lose from that?
You really went on a bad run there. You were down 100. Now you're
this
down
400. This is the bonus round. Now Sam Simon can dictate how much these questions are worth.
Okay.
How many eighths in an ounce of pot?
Oh.
Sam, how much is that worth you?
That'll be a $100 question.
$100 question. How many eighths?
I think I've heard him answer this before.
We messed this up before. Eight.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
I want to know. Okay, he's coming back. I want to know if I can ask a question that can be a really almost a $500 question.
Uh-oh.
Oh dear.
But then he loses $500.
Okay.
But
how about you could choose not to answer it if you think you don't know it. Is that fair?
Sure. For me, it's fair. It's a win-win deal for me.
Let me just ask the question.
What's the question?
The question is to go backwards from our current president,
yeah,
name five presidents, but go backwards.
Oh, dear God.
You
oh,
know, from
please.
The way we had, you know, we had the one we have
sure,
now.
Sure, no, I hear you.
Now,
I
that
hear
would
you.
Be a $500 question. I think that'd be.
Well, all right, you know what? I'll go for it. I mean, what the hell?
Absolutely. No problem.
Okay. Right. Let's start with, you know, we got our Bush here.
That
okay.
is correct.
Okay.
And well, then, no, that's, yeah, okay.
We're going backwards.
Now we got to start going backwards.
Right.
Right. But
right.
he's but Bush was one of the five.
Right. right. That's right.
Now go, well, now go back.
Go in order.
Now go no. back four more.
Okay. Clinton.
That's two.
Daddy Bush.
That's three.
Reagan.
That's four. Here comes the stumper. Here comes the money shot.
You've done better than I thought you would do, actually.
Thank you, Brian.
He ain't going to get this one.
Did this guy get shot?
No, this guy didn't get shot. He ain't going to get this one.
Oh,
is it Roosevelt?
Very close.
Is it? Who is it? Who is it?
It's President Carter.
Jimmy Carter.
Carter. But come on, you got to give me some credit. You got to give me a little bit
no,
of money.
No, but you could have made $500.
I understand that. Did I lose $500? I lost $500.
Yeah, you went back five.
I'm down $900.
Do you know when Roosevelt was president?
A long time ago.
Yeah.
So why would he be before Reagan?
Because I wasn't even alive when Carter was president.
Yes, you were, Dan.
I was two.
No, you're 1980?
No, you were...
I was 10.
I was 8. You were very, very alive and very aware of the Carter years.
There were a lot of ages. All right. Let's ask Sam, how much is this worth, Sammy? Where is area code 212?
Okay, that's a $300
question. $300 question.
To get me back up, that'd be New York City.
That's correct.
Yes.
How about area code 415? Sam, what's that worth?
I don't know. He may know area codes. I don't know. $100.
$100. 415.
San Francisco.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah, Dan, now down 400.
Because you sit and you dial people. No, no.
He's down how many?
Right.
Rallying back.
All right, here's a question for you.
Down 400.
What city is the Richard Nixon Library in? How much is that worth?
$200.
But see, this is my problem: is I get it wrong, I lose a $200.
Can he elect not?
You can
to
wish. No, you can't. Yeah, because part of the game is him answering.
Right, because I mean, for S's and G's, I'll go for it. But I'm thinking I might.
For
I have
S's
an idea.
And G's,
where is it?
Right. Shoots and giggles. Shoots and giggles.
Where is it?
Well, but I can't. Is it the rate? It's Silmar.
Nixon. No,
is it Silmar?
No, Nixon Library. The Reagan Library is out in Simi Valley.
Right, Simi Valley. Right, right, that's right.
Now, the Nixon Library.
Yeah, that's a tough one,
give you a huge hint.
Sure.
Orange County.
Oh, dear. But Orange County's huge. So what? It's
you,
not
you probably grew up with
so
it.
So is the
you,
world.
You grew up about 8 miles from this library, I think.
Well, it's not in Irvine.
No.
Right?
No,
is it Santa
not.
Ana?
No.
Huntington?
No.
Seal Beach?
No.
Was that a $200 question?
Yeah.
But which way? Is it north or south?
Begins with a Y.
Something tells me Malibu wasn't taking advantage of the libraries near him when he was growing up.
But wait, what city?
Two words.
Yerba Linda?
Yeah. Yerba Linda?
Now, if you would have said that's where Snoop owns a house, I would have gotten it.
How far did you grow up from Yerba Linda?
Oh, like 20 miles.
No, it's not 20 miles. Is it really?
Sure.
It's far. Isn't Yorba Linda in Orange County?
Yeah, but it's an inland OC by Diamond
yeah,
Bar.
Yeah, but that's not 20 miles.
Nah, well, it's all relative. It'd all take right. 2 hours to get there.
All right. Stump the Monkey, 520-9710.
How hurt am I? Am I like 500 down?
Well, the $200 question didn't help. You are down. You've got...
Oh, dear.
You're down $600.
Malibu, right. You need to concentrate.
Okay.
You need to
Sam,
take your
Sam.
Time.
Okay.
You need to think these things out.
Sam's trying to help
and
him.
And don't just Sam, answer something crazy to get it over with.
Sam, okay. you're one of 100 people who have said this, laid this speech on him.
But he says it like he cares, you know? Like, I appreciate that. Like, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Daniel in Westwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What's your Stump the Monkey question?
Tim Conway Jr., man.
Hey,
you're
dude.
Stud.
Thank you, man.
Hey, Malibu Dan, how many letter I's are there in the word Mississippi?
All right.
That's $100.
Four.
That's correct.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I-M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S-S
Down 500.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to AJ in Century City on 97.1 Free FM. What's your question?
How's it going, fellas?
Good.
Hi.
Good. Mel Boudin,
think that you were doing pretty well with the acronyms. I'm going to come back with it. What does NAACP stand for?
All right, Sam Simon.
That's $100.
$100 question.
Okay. Ooh. National.
Ryan.
Oh, dear. The double A.
Beep, beep.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it. That's exactly where I'm going with it. It keeps on sidetracking to transmissions. National. Now, is association a good thing? National Association, right? Now, the. Oh, dear God.
You want to skip the next day and go with CP?
Well.
And then come back to the A?
Yeah, we could. Well, will that help?
Will you tell us?
I don't know.
NAACP. Will you help me with the CP? Like,
well, we have an A, a C, and a P to deal with.
I know. We've got, and we only have 19 minutes.
You never heard this in high school.
Yeah.
You heard, we're not going to blank you.
Flunk you.
No, but I mean, if somebody's very smart, and what do they do in school?
Graduate?
No, but they move up in classes or up right.
And they even have...
Yeah.
They're smart. They're,
are you talking
people
about, like,
call them...
GATE programs?
It starts with an A, you idiot. Listen to me. It starts with an A. And if you're very smart...
Advance.
There you go.
Yes.
Concentrate.
Okay, national...
Wow.
Uh-oh. What did I say?
Jeez.
Association Christ. Advanced...
Does Sarah get tired of this act?
No, we don't talk. It's great. Yeah, it's awesome. CP. Okay, it does it have to do with
school?
Can
schools? I vote for you this year? Can you give me your ballot again like you did last time?
Yeah. Okay. I need your vote. I don't have many of yous around. Okay, help me with the CP here. We've done great with the other three.
Well, I don't know if we've done great, but we've seen some progress.
Yeah, but the CP, it could go anywhere with that.
Well,
I don't even know where to start. You
know what they do?
No, that's my problem.
Oh, you have no idea.
You have no idea what they are.
Who does?
Oh.
Is it a school? Is it an organization that regulates schools?
School
honeybees?
No,
is that what it is?
They don't regulate schools.
What do they do?
Well, it's an association. You've.
I said that. I said national.
Don't get mad at me.
The score can help you.
Right now, tell me, does C have to do with like a business?
Hmm.
What do you mean?
No? Right, it's for African Americans.
Oh,
essentially.
I like those guys.
The National Association for the Advancement of
Colored People.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Hey.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So this $100 question.
Do you think they'll wind up changing it to like BP? Rather than CP, you know what I'm saying? Like, is
they haven't yet.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I don't know what's in the works.
Okay.
All right. Let's talk to a Dan in Long Beach on 97.1.
Yeah, actually, it's Sam, but that's all right.
All right.
Let's go, Dan.
Yeah.
How many days are in this month?
All right. Wait. Hold on one sec. What's that worth, Sam?
No, that's not. I'll do 100, but
$100.
Well, that'd be 29 days.
There you go.
Yes.
Leap year. All right. Fantastic. All right, let's talk to...
We get a good question here. He's down 500. If he could rally and answer a $500 question, Tim, we could tie it up here.
But then I'd be down a grand.
Well, you don't want that, right?
No, Fritz
right.
In Los Angeles, show 97.1.
Studs, how are you guys?
All right.
Yeah, Fritz.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah.
The super hi-fi, what are the four major racetracks in Southern California?
He's not going to know.
No,
these.
No. Wait, one
he
minute.
That's his.
Well, you know what?
I mean,
I'll
do 100 on it. But
you mean horse racing?
Horse racing or car
horse
racing?
Horse racing. Yeah.
Horse racing.
Can you name three major tracks in Southern California? Horse racing.
Hollywood.
Hollywood. What?
There's four.
Hollywood right? Park.
There's five actually.
Oh, five.
Right. Yeah. Hollywood Park.
All right.
Santa Anita.
Okay. One more.
It's down south, correct? It's down in San Diego?
Yeah, they don't call it the down south track.
See, man, I got it. That's unfair. Oh, I mean, this is...
There's five of them. You should be able to name three.
You've done well with two.
I know. I ask you this? Does the one in San Diego, is it named after a city?
Yes.
Is a city a location that you have spent some time in?
Yes.
La Jolla Raceway?
Oh,
La Jolla Racetrack?
Oh,
what?
There we go.
Look, I mean, why is that bad? I don't know.
It's just north of La Jolla.
Carlsbad?
Well, it's south.
South of Carlsbad.
Oh, man. What's north of Rancho Santa Fe?
West of that.
Yes, right.
Wow.
It's very west. Very
he's
west.
Doing, he has good geography of Southern California.
I do.
He's got
I
everything.
Do.
Oh, it's from the sticker stops.
Is it Santee?
No.
No. That's east, by the way.
Serious? So it's west?
It's real west.
Don't you? Do you also, let's. All right, that's Del Mar, okay?
Oh, Del Mar all Racetrack. Right.
But what about the one that you and I went to where you had. We went to the Vessels Club and Dan was wearing white sneakers. And they told him he has to wear black shoes to get in the Vessels Club at this track. And he took duct tape and put duct tape all over his shoes. That's an honest to God, that's a true question. True statement.
Yeah.
And then you got in without them.
What's the name of that racetrack?
Oh, that was Hollywood Park.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, it's
Santa Anita?
No, it's not Santa
Pomona?
Anita. No.
Where were we?
We were down in, it's near Seal Beach.
Oh, dear.
The city, oh, dear. It's the same name as the city down there.
Seal Beach?
No.
I don't know. San Pedro?
Los Alamitos, though.
Oh, Los Alamitos. I don't. You know, last time I bet horses, it was horrible.
We used to do a remote there, like, every year.
No, it was at Hollywood Park, wasn't
no,
it?
No, we did it at Hollywood Park as well, but we also did Santa Anita.
Right.
We did Hollywood Park and Los Alamitos.
Oh. All right, well, I know. Now I know. Mm. But you know I'm not a big gambler.
I know, but you should remember where you've been.
Now I know.
Okay, next time we do this, I'm going to ask the same question.
Could you name all five tracks right now?
I could give it a go.
All right, wait. What is this worth, Sam?
He's down 600.
Wait, all you five, only told me 100. Four. You only told me four.
No, you mentioned the other one.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I did?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Okay, well, we got Del Mar. We got Lomita. We got Hollywood Park.
Wait, another 100. You can go again.
Okay. All right.
I just told you what it was.
Los Alamitos.
That's two. Del Mar, Los Alamitos.
Hollywood Park.
Right.
Hollywood Park, Santa Anita, and Del Mar. $100?
No, you already mentioned Del Mar.
Ah, damn. What? And I mentioned this other
one?
You
mentioned it, yeah. They have the L.A. County Fair there.
Oh, Pomona.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. Jim in Brentwood, you're on 97.1 Free FM. Stump the Monkey.
Okay.
How many balls on a pool table?
All right. What is this question worth, Sam Simon?
A billiards.
I can do. We can do the 100, but
yeah.
I have to believe that Malibu has been in bars and stuff. He's played pool. He knows the answer to this.
You could be safe with 1,000 here, I think. And now, excluding the cue ball.
Oh.
Okay.
He's down 700, fellas.
Excluding the cue ball, how many?
Malibu, draw a little rack and count up the balls.
Okay. I don't think that's going to help.
All I heard in there was rack and balls, so I'm not sure what the question was.
How many balls? You know what's so weird is I can't imagine. It's almost second nature when you hear that. You know, like how many pool balls bang, you immediately, boom. But I guess I grew up in, playing pool. And,
yeah. Am I right? You
know.
15.
Yeah!
Well, come on, you grew up with a pool table.
Give me the pen back.
It was bumper pool.
I'm sorry, Brian.
All right, talk to...
rallying back now.
All right.
I'm down to what, five?
You're down $600.
Okay.
Roselle, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
All right, what do you got?
Hey, Dan.
What's up, buddy?
How many states start with the letter M?
All right, he's not going to get that, so let's say name three states with the letter M. How much is that worth, Sam?
Three states with M?
$200.
$200.
Okay, all right, here we go.
Three states with letter M, and you can't say a city.
You know, of course not, Tim. Michigan?
One.
Missouri?
Two.
Minnesota?
Three!
Hey! Wow! Hey!
How Come much on. Is Dan down?
Dan is down $500.
Easy making.
Maybe a $600 question.
Let's get the question
here.
Look at all that money.
Come on.
All right, this is the last question.
I'm nervous.
We're out of time. It's the last question.
Can we do it at $500?
So let's talk to Bob in Los Angeles. Let's get a good one. What's your question, Bob?
Hey, Conway Stekla.
What's your question?
Here it is. How do you spell mayonnaise?
He's not going to get that.
That's
Jamie. I'm sorry. Steve-O, what's your question?
Actually, can I try to spell mayonnaise?
No. Matt, what's your question?
I'll do mayonnaise for $500.
He's not going to get it.
I'm right here.
Yeah, what do you got?
I got, what is water made of?
He knows that. They
we
that
did
one.
That.
That
Hello.
One.
Who
All right, Jen,
that?
What's your question?
What's the difference between champagne and sparkling wine?
He's not going to get that either.
Who would?
Champagne has to come from a certain area in France.
I think I have one.
Okay, good.
All right. Earlier tonight, you were asked about John Wilkes Booth.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. I vaguely remember.
Who's Lee Harvey Oswald?
Oh, wait. How much is this worth? He's down how much?
He's down 500.
He's down 500.
If you make,
we'll make it a $500
question. $500
question. But he knows this.
I wouldn't win. Even if I get this, I won't win.
You'd have to
get
a $600 question to be up, to be in the positive.
Would you just give me $100 for God's sakes? No, you know what?
Who is Lee Harvey Oswald?
He was the gentleman that shot Kennedy at the in the grassy knoll in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, that's wrong.
Stop while I was ahead.
Yeah.
All right. We'll give him that, but that's wrong.
Right, so sweet. I even saw him go, okay, let's put the
shot
brakes
Kennedy
on.
Kennedy, stop then. Are we giving him credit, though?
All right.
500? Sure.
Well, okay, all right.
He's
all
dead
right.
even.
I'm going to ask you one last question, and Sam's going to tell us whether it's worth $500
okay.
or $100, okay?
All right.
How many Major League Baseball teams in the state of California?
That's $100.
$100 question.
Malibu, this is, you can go home with $100.
Okay, $100. Right, you got to talk in the mic there, Sammy.
Okay.
All right, you can go.
$100. How many in
$100.
Oh, dear God.
Baseball teams in California, Major League.
I'm going to say 3.
Oh.
Why do you go so fast? Why don't you?
Is there 4?
So does Malibu Dan make zero money for
the
night?
He gets zero.
All right.
Fair enough. Goes. I got 7 days till I get, we'll tell him back at it.
You can study.
All right. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I've been to gay bars.